我们刚才唱过首诗歌，觉唔觉得好赶啊？
The hymn we just sang, 574, I don't know if you felt it was a bit rushed.
赶到咧，你唔知系上面讲乜嘢。
It was so rushed that perhaps we did not have time to focus on the lyrics.
佢话你独自嚟到花园，系咪起冚冚咁样冲进去？
And so as we come to the garden alone, do we really rush into the garden quickly and hastily speed out?
你唱完之后，知唔知佢讲乜嘢？
Now after we have finished singing this hymn, do we realize what the lyrics are telling us?
唔知咪年纪大咗，佢样样都慢好多。
I don't know, perhaps it's that I'm getting older in age, so everything is a bit slower for me.
不过我觉得咧，有时将神嘅话喺我哋嘅里边系唔可以即刻咁样样啊，一下就好似冲锋咁样就过去。
But I do feel that with the word of God, sometimes we cannot just rush right in.
好唔好？我哋再嚟唱一次呢首诗歌574首。So, 我哋唱嘅时候，今次慢一啲嚟。
So let us sing this hymn through once again, 574. But this time, as we sing it through, let's.Slow down the pace.
因为这首诗歌话，睇见我哋嘅主又同我谈心啊。
Because here in this song, we see the lyrics that the Lord is talking with us and walking with us.
英文就冇咩谈心嗰个咁嘅感情喺嗰度，但系中文讲到我哋彼此谈心咧，都唔系快快脆脆嘅，吓，都系要慢慢地嚟到谈心。
It may not depict that very much in detail descriptively in the English, but in the Chinese is that we are having a very close, intimate conversation with the Lord. So stanza one, a little slower. Give us a note.
预备来。I come to the garden. 都系快啲
个。It's still too quick.
I come to the gardens alone.Okay.
So a little slower.
Hey, hey.
I come to the garden alone, Father, to the swamp of roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God is closest. I am watch with me and in watchAnd you tell me that it is all I did not need to change God's name has another
我相信当我们能够感受得到神是跟我们讲说话的时候
I feel that as we're able to sense have this feeling that God is speaking with us
那种的心对心的那个的感情。
The emotions, the love that has to those heart-to-heart talks.
好像这里讲话我与他在一起个情意恩恩。
As the joy we share as we tarry there.
虽然文字好像是真的很优美的。
Even though the words depict a very beautiful scene for us.
我们要进入去一个这样的情景嘅里头。
Yet we must also enter into this condition.
当我哋与主交通嘅时候。
When we do have such intimate fellowship with the Lord.
我哋真系能够感受到嗰个嘅咁样嘅甜美。
We're able to truly feel the sweetness of that fellowship.
再来第一节啦嘛。
Again, stanza one.
喂。
I come along the garden, all the dew is still on the roses.
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee. Because thou art our Lord. And we have no good besides thee. Lord, we do confess that perhaps in this world we can find seemingly things that are joyful. But when we are enjoying thee in thee, there is nothing in this world that can replace it. Because thou art our Lord who ever liveth. And thou art the Lord who gives us life. We thank thee once again. Lord, it is thy promise that when we abide in thee, thou abideth in us. Lord, may we be able to live in such a condition that on the one hand we enjoy thee, and we also would have to testify of thee, to bear witness of thee, so that thy name may be glorified. Lord, we do want to commit this morning's time to thee. May thy Holy Spirit guide us. Govern over this time to keep our hearts and minds. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 请我们打开, thank you. 请我们打开, 帖撒罗尼迦前书,
Let us open our Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章,
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第十六节,十七,十八,这几节。
I will read verses 16, 17, and 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章,
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
十六节,他说,要常常喜乐,不住地祷告,凡事谢恩, 因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Starting with verse 16, Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
今早愿意和弟兄姐妹留意多些在第十七节。
This morning we want to focus our attention on verse 17.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
上一次我们和弟兄姐妹交通了常常喜乐。
Last time we have fellowship with brothers and sisters to rejoice evermore. Today we'll fellowship on pray without ceasing.
圣经里面的章节,其实这个都差不多算是短的。
As to the Bible verses in the scriptures, these few verses are rather short.
所以不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
不需要你再读多少次,你就应该懂得背了。
We don't need to read it too many times. We ought to be able to memorize this.
不住地祷告,
pray without ceasing.
很多时候我们听这些信息,
many a times when we hear such messages,
我们将那个注意力放在, 譬如喜乐,
Perhaps we will put our focus on things like rejoice,
放在祷告,
pray,
在谢恩,
give thanks.
We'll
focus on those particular words.
当然在那里有他要学的功课,
of course, in itself, there are lessons that we need to learn.
譬如讲到祷告,
For example, when we say pray,
我们又会学习到 怎样祈祷,
we will learn how to pray,
在哪里祈祷,
where to pray,
还有祈祷的内容等等,
and the content of our prayer and such things.
但是在帖撒罗尼迦前书这本书的教导这个中心思想的里头,
but in the central thought of this message that is here in 1 Thessalonians,
我觉得 保罗和帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹所交通的并不是喜乐的内容,祷告的内容,或者是谢恩的条件。
I feel that the focus of Paul's teaching here to the Thessalonian brethren is not focused on the word rejoice or to pray or to give thanks.
而是再着重在常常那两个字, 不住凡事这几个字上面。
But rather the consistency, constant of it to rejoice evermore, to pray without ceasing and to give thanks in all, give thanks in all things.
因为无论我们是讲到喜乐, 讲到祈祷, 讲到谢恩,
whether we say it is rejoice or to pray or to give thanks.
老实讲,
truthfully, that ought to be the substance, the content of our life.
但是问题就是说我们怎样样来到常常在这个祷告的里面呢?
But the issue lies, how do we be constant to be without ceasing in prayer?
是不是一时间在祷告的里面还是说常常或者说不住的在祷告的里面呢?
Are we constant in prayer or are we intermittent in prayer? Do we pray without ceasing or only once in a while?
我们需要知道祷告是什么?
Yes, we need to know what prayer is.
但是我们亦都要让我们活进在这个实际的里头。
But we must also live in the reality of such a thing.
我们今天需要学习的就是说怎样让自己使我们的生命是成为了一个祷告有祷告习惯的生命。
Today, the lesson we need to learn is in our life, how can we have a constant prayer life to have a life that is consistent in prayer?
这样活在神的面前,
only when we live before God in this condition,
就成为了神今天所要的一个人,
then we will become an individual whom God is after today.
我们知道祷告是与神的交通,
now we know that prayer is fellowship between God and us.
弟兄姊妹都读过在基督里长进,
now brothers and sisters, we have all spent time reading, fellowshipping on
相信,
growing in Christ.
相信我们都知道祷告的内容是什么?
And we know the content of prayer.
那里有祈求, 有代求, 有感谢, 有赞美,
there is supplication, there is intercession, there is giving thanks, and there is also our request.
这些祷告的内容我们要学习,
and these are the contents of our prayer that we need to learn.
这个祷告的时候我们向神所发表的一些这样的心意, 这个是祷告了,
and this is our desire that we commit to God in prayer, and this is prayer.
同时呢, 这个祷告也都是好像一道桥梁那样,
at the same time prayer is like a bridge.
直接祷告去到神的面前,
That we come to God in prayer.
神亦都来到我们中间,
and that God communes with us.
我们那时没有电脑，没有互联网,
now in the years past, before we had the world, the web, the internet,
在我们那个时代,
in my generation, that is,
是没多久之前的,
that's actually not too long ago.
那时的通讯是什么呢? 靠什么呢?
What is the form of communication that we used?
很先进就靠电话,
now it's already very advanced and we rely on the telephone.
我们用电话的时候,
when we use the telephone,
是要将, 两处的地方, 打一个电话, 就这条线呢, 就接起来, 一起, 这样就, 两处的地方来到彼此来通话,
it will connect two people in two different places, and when the line is connected, then these two people can communicate.
接通的时候就有得讲，不接得通呢，就没得讲。
Once the line is connected, then you can have a conversation. If it's disconnected, then you cannot have a conversation.
那是这样的一回事，如今这些互联网呢,
That was what the telephone was all about, but today with computers, the internet,
你就时时都可以接得通,
you can always connect to someone.
你无论行到哪里都通,
no matter where you are located, it will always be connected.
只要你用就行了,
but as long as you use it,
那不像以前, 我一定要在电话那里, 一定要找条线,
Unlike in the past, you have to be connected to the phone or you have to be linked with a landline to have the service.
所以祷告可以话好似同神嘅交通，但系要同接得从神嚟接得上嚟。
So prayer is fellowship, communication with God, but it must be connected.
但如今呢个互联网咧，我哋可以无论喺咩环境，喺公司、喺屋企、喺学校。
So just as the internet today, you are connected no matter where you are, wherever we are at the workplace, at home, at school.
祷告你都可以同神接得通。
By prayer, we can connect with God and have fellowship with Him.
都可以同神联得上嚟。
We're able to be linked, connected with God.
祷告就系咁样。
And that is what prayer is about.
不住嘅祷告呢
？Now pray unceasingly.
就系话唔停止嘅。
That is to be constant without any break.
系冇中断嘅。
There is no break at all.
或者话用我哋属灵嘅话。活在一个祷告的生活的当中。
In our spiritual terms, we say that we live in prayer.
但弟兄姊妹一定要记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, you must remember.
这个不是说我们24小时一日到黑什么事都不做，就只是跪在这里眯眼来祈祷。
However, this does not mean that for 24 hours a day, we do nothing else. We just knelt in prayer and we do not pay attention to anything else.
如果是这样的话呢，这个就不正常。
That is not the case. If that were the case, then that is abnormal.
一个不住的祷告。
To pray without ceasing.
是指着你心里面同神是有不断的交通。
Speaks of the fact that within we have constant, unbroken fellowship with God.
而是你常常，也都是所有的时间都是神同神联络起上来的。
That always,constantly, we are in fellowship, in communication with God.
是不收线的。
That we do not hang up the phone.
是常常跟他大小事都跟他有交通。
We are always connected, whether it be great things or small things, we have constant fellowship with Him.
有时你会发觉到你用电话的时候，老实说，即使在现今这个互联网这么发达的
Perhaps sometimes when we use the phone, even in such an advanced age, when we are on computers all the time,
你都会发觉到有时走到去边个角落头或者喺边一个嘅嘢嘅前边嘅时候，你会断咗线。
Perhaps we will discover at certain locations in a corner there's no connection and our service is dropped.
好多时候咧发生喺我太太嘅身上面，佢讲讲下电话，突然间。他又不知道人家说什么，人家不知道他说什么。
Now, many times this happens to my wife. She's on the phone and suddenly the call is dropped. You cannot hear each other.
一次的通话跌了几多不知道多次。
Even during one conversation, there are many drop calls.
去到个地步呢，他生气上来想掟那个电话。
So frustrating that she wants to throw the phone.
那其实呢，现在的断线呢都是很多原因的。
But even there are many reasons for the disconnection many times.
可能是个电话的问题。
Perhaps it is with the phone itself.
可能是地区性的问题。
Or perhaps it has to do with the location that you're in.
或者是这个的线路的问题。
Or perhaps it just has to do with the line, the service itself.
但无论如何，在人间的这个的所谓的通话，
Regardless of what the reason is, even when we have these methods of communication,
总是有些意外的。
There will be situations that will come about.
但是不住的祷告,
but in our experience of pray without ceasing,
与神的交通,
our fellowship with God,
我们要求主叫我们不受这些其他的东西环境上面的限制。
We must ask the Lord to not allow for any of such things to hinder us.
这个限制在哪里发生的呢？
Where do these hindrances come about?
很多的时候不是因为环境。
Many a times it's not because of the circumstances.
而是因为我们这个人。
But it is because of our own person.
能够有不住的祷告的生活。
In order to have a life that is in prayer constantly.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系一个信服嘅功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is a lesson of submission.
亦系一个态度嘅问题。
It also has to do with our attitude.
当你对神有一个嘅爱慕。
When we have such a longing, a desire for God,
你对呢位救我哋嘅主嗰个认识越多嘅时候
，the more understanding that we have experience of this Lord and Savior who loved and saved us，
呢个不住嘅祷告就会继续。
Then we will have this praying without ceasing continue。
如果唔系嘅话，呢个嘅不住嘅祷告可能。
Otherwise, perhaps we will not experience this matter of praying without ceasing.
讲来讲去就是说，我们同神要有一个嘅联系，这个联系是因着里边有爱在其中。
What I'm getting at is that we have to have this constant fellowship with God, and the reason for this constant fellowship is because of love.
你几时见到一对相爱嘅人？
When would we see someone who is deeply in love?
佢系唔中意彼此交流嘅。
That this couple does not want to have any fellowship with one another.
你几时见过对一相爱嘅人，佢哋唔想时时一齐嘅
？When we will see a couple that does not have constant fellowship, longing to be with each other?
上个星期我去 Michigan 去同一对弟兄姊妹证婚。
Last week, I was in Michigan.To be officiating a wedding.
我哋嗰日一早就去咗。
We arrived early that morning.
咁呢个新郎哥嘅父母咧，再早一啲时间去咗。
The groom's parents arrived even earlier than we did.
咁我去到嘅时候
，and when we arrived，
佢就即刻就话：，唉，你哋而家嚟见唔到我个仔，唔出奇啊！我哋早啲嚟。都见唔到我个仔啊！
The remark from the parents is that, well, you've come so early and you do not see my son. Don't find it strange because we arrived even earlier than you did and we haven't seen him yet.
咁于是有人就话：，你想揾你个仔，你揾到个新抱咪揾到你个仔咯。
Then others commented, well, if you want to find your son, that's easy. If you find the bride, then you'll find your son.
系啊，一对情侣佢哋系唔愿意分开。
For a couple who is deeply in love.They do not want to be separated.
你几时唔中意见到嗰个人，或者唔想同佢倾偈嘅？嗰度中间肯定冇爱呢个字喺里边。
When is it that you'll find a couple do not want to spend time together, do not want to have communication with one another? Only happens when there is no love between these two people.
当我哋话我哋要做有一个不住嘅祷告嘅生活嘅时候
，When we want a constant prayer life，
系爱将我哋联系埋一齐。
It is love that connects us together。
系因为有爱，你先至有呢个不住嘅祷告嘅生活。
Only because there is love, then we have this constant prayer life。
如果唔系嘅话，如果送咗个女朋友翻去，咪由得佢。翻去咯，但系几时你见到？系呢头送完翻去，嗰头又拎起个电话嚟再问：你点啊？好唔好啲啊？舒唔舒服啊
？So if you have no care for one another, you just drop your girlfriend off, and that's the end of it. But many a times, then you pick up the phone and still say, "Oh, how are you? How are you feeling?"
我啱啱见完你，但系仲要想同你倾偈。
I just drop you off, but I pick up the phone to hear your voice to speak with you。
系嘛？但系瞓觉啦，咁仲系鸡都唔断嘅。
It's time for bed, but you're still on the phone。
啊，嗰啲谈过恋爱嘅人就知道。
Those who have been in love before know that experience。
点解咁样啊
？Why is that？
烦唔烦啲啊？你话
？Is it so annoying？No.
因为他们有爱在中间。
Because there is love between these two people.
所以在神的面前。
So before God,
我们能够要有不住的祷告的生活。
When we're able to have a constant prayer life that is without ceasing.
因为一定也有爱在中间。
There must be this love that connects us.
所以我们检查一下我们自己。
So let us search ourselves.
我跟神好像没什么交往。
As if I do not have much fellowship with God.
我都唔知点样祈祷喎。
I don't know how to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我哋留心。
Brothers and sisters, let us be careful.
我哋要反省一下。
Let us reflect.
系咪因为你唔识讲嘢，还系话唔识得表达咧
Is it because we do not know what to say or how to express ourselves?
而你没祷告?
That we do not pray?
不是.
No.
可能因为你里面没爱.
Perhaps this love is lacking within.
没有对神有爱.
There is no love towards God.
神的爱也不在你的心里面.
And the love of God is not within us.
以致我们根本不知道怎样祈祷.
So that it would hinder us from praying.
更不要说,
then we don't need to speak on a further fact of constant prayer life. In the Bible, there are many spiritual giants.
他们的生活,他们的为人,常常会给我们鼓励和提醒.
Their life and how they are many times are encouragement and reminder for us.
但是在这个不住的祷告, 或者不住的祷告的生活里面,
brothers and sisters, in praying without ceasing or in this life of constant prayer,
我们尽管用大卫来作一个例子,
if we look at David as an example,
让大卫他的一生,他的所作成为了我们的榜样,
if we look at the life of David and all that his experiences to become our example,
等于我再说,就是不住的祷告的生活,
again, brothers and sisters, as I say, this prayer without ceasing, it is a life that we abide in the Lord. Whenever we abide, live in the Lord, that is when we will have this life of constant prayer. Whenever we depart away from the Lord,
我们这个不住的祷告的生活就没有.
Then we will lose this prayer life that is unceasing.
我们看一处的圣经, 诗篇第27篇.
Let us turn to a psalm, Psalm 27.
这是大卫的诗.
This is a psalm of David.
也是大卫他的一个心愿.
And this is also a desire, a longing of David's.
也是大卫的一个经历.
This is also one of his experience.
盼望这个经历今天成为了你和我的经历.
And may his experience become one of our experience today.
成为了你和我的心愿.
That it will become your desire and my desire.
这个心愿是什么呢? 弟兄姊妹,我们读第27章第4节.
What is this desire? This desire here is in Psalm 27, verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华, 我仍要尋求,就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中, 瞻仰他的荣美,在他的殿里求问.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
第八节,
to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 8.
第八节, 你说,你们当寻求我的面,
when thou saidest, seek ye my face.
那时我心向你说,耶和华,你的面我正要寻求.
My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
14节,
verse
14. 要等候耶和华,我再说,要等候耶和华.
Wait on the Lord, wait, I say, on the Lord.
听姐妹,这个是大卫的一个
brothers and sisters, this is a desire, a longing of David. There is one thing that he desires.
是一生一世在耶和华的殿中.
That all the days of his life, he will dwell in the house of the Lord.
一生一世,弟兄姊妹.
All the days of his life.
不是只是一时间,
not only at a moment.
不是几分钟,
not for a few minutes.
是一生一世,
but all the days of his life.
一生一世做什么?
Now, what does he do all the days of his life?
住在耶和华的殿中,
to dwell in the house of the Lord.
我们用我们新约的说话来讲,
to use the terms who are familiar in the New Testament.
住在主里面,
to abide in the Lord.
我哋有冇一个咁样嘅心愿？话我愿意住在主里边。
Do we have such a desire that I desire to dwell in the house of the Lord？
还系话当我哋有难嘅时候，我就嚟到神嘅面前。
Or only when we have hardship and difficulty, we come into the presence of the Lord。
当大卫佢话我愿一生一世要住喺住在主里边。
When David says, "One thing have I desired to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life."
做乜嘢
？To do what？
瞻仰佢嘅荣美
，to behold his beauty，
喺佢嘅殿里边求问
，to inquire in his temple。
弟兄姊妹，呢个咪祷告啊
？Brothers and sisters, is that prayer？
系咪呢个常常嘅要亲近佢
？Is this not a constant longing to draw near to him？
不住嘅祷告啊，弟兄姊妹
，to pray without ceasing, brothers and sisters。
愿意我哋喺神嘅面前有同样嘅咁样样，有大卫呢个嘅心志。
Likewise, may we have such a similar desire as David.
当他越认识神的时候
the more he knows of God,
他越爱神
the more he loves God,
他越爱神
the more he loves God,
就越不愿意离开
the more he desires to stay,
他越不愿意离开
he does not want to depart,
他越能够经历到神自己
the more he is able to experience God himself.
看到吗？是一个这样的循环来的。
Brothers and sisters, do you see it is a cycle?
当你偶然唔系霎时间喺度接触一下神嘅时候
，If we just come once in a while to encounter God to meet with God，
你只系睇到佢一点点嘅伟大同埋一点点嘅恩典
，We're only able to see a very little bit of His greatness and His grace。
但你几时常常嘅住咗喺佢嘅里边
？But when we're always abiding in Him，
所以你认对佢嘅认识系。不是一点点，是一点再加一点，再加一点，再加一点。
Then our knowing, our experience of Him is not just a little bit, but it's a little bit plus a little bit and a little bit more and more.
啊，当你对佢个爱开始嘅时候系好少少。
At the beginning, perhaps we have very little love for Him.
但系你越亲近佢
，But the more we draw near to Him,
越系住喺佢个里边
，The more we abide in Him,
你就爱佢嘅心越多。
Then the more love we have toward Him.
因为神嘅爱就越大。越多嘅临到你
，That is because the love of God in a greater measure, greater amount has come upon us.
到一个地步，你唔愿意离开嘅。
To a point that we do not want to depart.
呢个大卫嘅经历。
And this is David's experience.
我孙女阿纯一咧开始识啲嘢。
Now my granddaughter Mirai, she comes to know a little bit more.
啊，我哋都好锡佢。
We adore her.
每一次嚟到我屋企咧
，Each time she comes over，
我哋都尽量嘅去。满足佢啦。
We try our best to give her what she wants。
啊，希望佢有享用，希望佢开心。
So that she will be very happy and that she can enjoy。
结果咧，那个做阿婆婆嗰个咧就闹我。
So to a point, then the grandmother, that's my wife, would scold me。
你咁啊，纵坏咗佢啊。
Now what you're doing, actually, you spoil her。
但系佢自己咧就唔知整鬼咁多嘅嘢。啊，系因为又要食呢样食嗰样。
But on the other hand, she also makes a whole lot of things for Mirai, this and that, and to feed her.
咁啊喺度一段时间。
And so for this has happened for a period of time.
但后来佢妈妈、爸爸妈妈梗系嚟接佢翻屋企。
So she spent a day with us, and then the parents will come and pick her up.
咁啊点啊
？And then what?
喊。
She would cry.
又唔肯离开。
She doesn't want to leave.
咁我就话你唔好翻屋企啦，喺呢度睡好不好啊
so we would say, oh, why don't you stay with us and sleep over?
就情愿喺公公同婆婆屋企瞓觉。
Of course, you would not and say, I'd rather stay here with the grandfather and grandmother.
弟兄姊妹，我哋喺神嘅面前。
Brothers and sisters, before God,
我哋系咪住喺佢里边
？Do we abide in Him?
我哋能够喺佢嘅面前嚟享用几多
？How much are we able to enjoy?In His presence,
我哋越亲近佢
the more we draw close to Him,
我就越知道佢
the more we know Him,
越知道佢
the more we know Him,
佢个爱就越大
then the more the love we have,
越多嘅爱
the greater the love,
越将我哋保留落嚟
the more it will keep us,
越多嘅爱，我哋越唔愿意离开
more the love.More desire for us to stay.
到嗰个时候，唔系人哋逼你，喂，好扯啦，行去啦。
So it's no longer that someone is asking you to leave. It's time to leave. Let's go.
即使人嚟勉強你,
and even if someone were to force you, you do not desire to leave.
我哋今日喺神嘅面前,
in God's presence today,
要有一個咁樣嘅態度,
we have to have such an attitude.
有一個咁樣嘅生活,
we have to have such a life.
但係主話我哋要不住嘅禱告。
The Lord says we have to pray without ceasing.
就係不住嘅住在主嘅裏邊嘅。
In other words, to abide in Him.Always.
大卫有一个咁样嘅心愿，要住喺主嘅里边。
This is David's desire to abide in the Lord.
因为佢亦系一个不住嘅祷告嘅人。
Because David is an individual who prays without ceasing.
点样做嘅咧？佢我哋再睇一另一边嘅诗篇啊。
What does David do? Let us turn to another psalm.
喺前边嘅啫，诗篇第十六篇。
Just a bit ahead, Psalm 16.
十六篇第十第八节，对唔住，十六篇第八节。
Psalm 16 verse 8。
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。因此我哋嘅心欢喜，我嘅灵快乐。
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth.
我的肉身也要安然居住。
My flesh also shall rest in hope.
弟兄姊妹，这个是大卫的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of David.
你是他的见证。
This is his testimony.
他是怎样呢？
What does he do?
他将耶和华摆在我的前面。
That he have set the Lord always before himself.
他将耶和华摆在你的前面。
He has set the Lord God before him.
因此大卫在大卫的面前不是他的王位。
Therefore, what is before David is not his throne.
在他的心里面也都不是那几个老婆。
In his heart is also not his wives.
更不是那几十个仔。
And not his dozens of children.
也都不是国土。
And it is not his kingdom.
更加不是自己的得与失。
And it is not his gain or loss.
他自己说的。他将耶和华摆在他的面前。
This is what David says. I have set the Lord God before me.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, 在
大卫的心里面,
in the heart of David,
那个居首位的是耶和华神。
That which takes first place is the Lord God.
所以他是一个住在主里面的人。
Therefore, David is one who abides in the Lord.
他也是一个不住地祷告有咁样嘅生活嘅人。
He is also one who has a constant prayer life.
喺神嘅心中，喺神喺佢嘅心目中系居为首位。
In David's heart, God takes first place.
咁今日喺我哋嘅心嘅里边，乜嘢系第一位呢
？Today in our hearts, what is first place?
喺大卫嘅经历嘅里头。
In David's experience.
嗱，我哋读。撒母耳记上咧就知道大卫嘅个一生。
When we read 1 Samuel, we will see the life of David.
如果我哋睇到第十七章嘅时候，你就发觉到嗰次咧，因为呢个巨人哥利亚要嚟同呢以色列人打仗。
We see in chapter 17 then when Goliath comes to fight with the Israelites.
咁冇人敢出去同佢对敌。
There was no one who dare go to oppose Goliath.
但后来大卫就来到。
But later on, David comes.
他只是来探他的哥哥。
He was only there to visit his older brothers.
他那时还是很小的。
He was still a young lad at that time.
那时他的哥哥都看不起他。
At that time, he was lightly looked upon from his older brothers.
他说，哎呀，做什么事？你来打仗啊，现在不是来玩啊。
They're saying to,this younger brother, what are you doing here? It's a war. It's not for fun and games.
哇！你走嚟，冇危险啊！呢个地方。
And it's dangerous for you to be here.
但系大卫却见到，哇！全部呢啲嘅所谓以色列人嘅军人啊，都唔敢出去应战。
But as David sees the army of Israel, all these soldiers, and none of them dare to go out to oppose Goliath.
但佢。他是愿意自告奋勇地出去说 我出去搞掂佢。
And so David says, "Let me go out and I will deal with him."
咁啊，扫罗咧就话：，喂，你细路哥嚟噶，你太年轻啊，你冇啊。
And so Saul says to him, "You're only a young boy. You're too young."
但是大卫点样回答佢呢？
But what did David say to him?
大卫话：耶和华救我脱离个凶恶嘅，救我脱离个狮子同埋熊啊。
And it says that David says that God has delivered me from the bears and he has delivered me from the lion, the mouth of the lion.
佢咧因为咁样嘅缘故啊，佢耶和华神一定会救我脱离呢个非利士人嘅手。
And for that, the Lord will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
点解佢能够讲呢句说话
？And why is David able to say these words？
麦及知道佢真系同呢个哥利亚打仗嘅时候，45节。
In verse 45, when he does go to battle with Goliath，
佢能够对住呢个敌人话：你嚟攻击我嚟攻击你系靠着万军之耶和华嘅名。
And David says that I come in the Lord, the God of Israel, in His name。
点解佢有咁样嘅把握
？Why is David to have such assurance？
弟兄姊妹，佢心里边有乜嘢？有边个
？Brothers and sisters, who is in his heart？
耶和华神。
It is the Lord God。
佢靠嘅系乜嘢
？Who does he depend upon？
神嘅能力。
It is on the might of God。
咁啊，个故事嘅结果我哋都知道。
And we are very familiar with the story。
但讲明一点就系话。
But it tells us this point。
呢个大卫。同呢位全能嘅神，佢常常有交往。
That is David always has fellowship with this Almighty God，
以至到佢知道呢位神嘅能力系大过呢个所谓巨人。
So that he fully knows the might of God is much greater than this giant Goliath，
因为佢系住在。主个里面
That is because David is one who always abides in the Lord.
所以佢能够明白得到，能够胜过呢个敌人，唔系靠任何嘅刀枪剑戟。
So he knows fully well he's able to overcome this enemy not because of sword or spear.
所以弟兄姊妹喺一个住在主里面嘅人
，So brothers and sisters, one who abides in the Lord.
是一个有把握的人
It's one who has assurance.
一个住在主里面的人
One who abides in the Lord.
也都是一个有见证的人
It's one who has this testimony.
今天我们在神的面前
Today, in the presence of God,
我们的求问
When we inquire,
我们的神的交通
When we have fellowship with God,
若果只是留在我的需要
If we only remain on the level of my need,
我今日嘅缺乏
what my lack is today,
而睇唔到神嗰个大能
and we're not able to see the might, the power of God,
那呢个交通系有问题
then there is an issue with such communication, communion.
所以大卫系一个榜样
we can see David as an example.
但系另外喺圣经里边一个不住嘅祷告。
In the Bible, another example of constant prayer,
就是我们的主
and that is our Lord Himself.
主耶稣在约翰福音那里跟我们讲话，我在父里边，父也在我里边。
In the Gospel according to John, our Lord said Himself that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
因此你要看见，你读四福音的时候，看见我们的主。他的一生他无论去到哪里
So when we read the four gospels we can see our Lord no matter where he goes
无论做什么
No matter what he does
无论说什么
No matter what he says
没一次是离开过与父的有交通
There is not one time that fellowship between the Lord and the Father has been broken
主耶稣可以呢忙到呢工作忙到连饭都冇得食。
The Lord Jesus can be so busy about with the work that he has no time to eat.
但是有一样事他永远不会忘记。
But there is one thing that he cannot do without.
就是同神交通。
That is to have fellowship with God.
就是祷告啦。
That is to pray.
我们今天看到的我们祷告。
And that's what we see today.
我们记得主耶稣受浸嗰时候
，We remember when our Lord was baptized。
当佢受浸之后
after he was baptized.
聖經就記載話，然後佢又再禱告。
The scriptures record for us after he prayed.
然後天開咗。
And the heavens opened.
彰顯到神自己嘅榮耀出嚟。
And the glory of God appeared.
所以之前佢又禱告，之後佢亦都禱告。
So we see he prayed before and after.
在主耶稣受试探的时候
when our Lord was tempted,
经过40昼夜
for 40 nights,
圣经在这里讲什么?
What does the scripture say?
主在这里禁食祷告。
He fasted and prayed.
约翰被斩头
when John the Baptist was beheaded,
有人来告诉主耶稣,
and someone came to tell the Lord,
他没有走出去报仇,
he did not go to seek out revenge.
但圣经就说他就退到去旷野做咩？祷告。
The scriptures recorded he retreated into the wilderness and prayed.
当主行呢个神迹分五饼二鱼嘅时候
，Now when the Lord performed the miracle of the five loaves and the two fish.
当佢要擘开饼嘅时候，佢祷告。
Now when he was to break the bread, he prayed.
然后就擘开饼。
And then he broke the bread.
咁啊，行完呢个神迹之后呢
？And after this miracle.
圣经亦都记载话。他退到旷野去祷告。
The scriptures tell us once again, he retreated into the wilderness and prayed.
是将荣耀归返给神。
And he gave glory back to God.
主耶稣为着拣选门徒。
The Lord Jesus, in choosing the 12,
主耶稣是整夜的祈祷。
He prayed all night.
甚至乎教导门徒去祈祷的时候之前他自己都是祷告。
And even before he taught the disciples how to pray, he himself prayed.
圣经里面多次的提天未能亮耶稣就起来去旷野去做什么去那里祷告。
Many times in the scriptures, it records for us early in the morning that he was in the wilderness praying.
刚才我讲过约翰福音那里记载说我在父的里面父
As I mentioned earlier, that the Lord said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me.
咁你话既然系咁样，仲使咩祈祷咧？
啊 ，perhaps you say, well, if that's the case, why do you still need to pray?
但系圣经明明嘅记载，主耶稣系喺嗰度祈祷，系多次嘅祈祷，常常嘅祈祷，不住嘅祷告。
But the scriptures clearly record for us that he prayed. He prayed always. He prayed constantly. He prayed unceasingly.
并且我哋知道。主耶稣是神的儿子。
And we know that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
并且他说我与父原为一。
And he says that the Father and I are one.
但为什么还需要祷告?
Why is it then that he still needs to pray?
那里讲到那个交通。
Because it speaks of that fellowship.
那个彼此的联系。
It is that connection, that communion there.
不住的祷告就是这样。
Pray without ceasing, that is what it means.
不住的祷告的生活就是这样，我们在每一件事情上面，我们都跟神联络起上来。
The life of unceasing prayer is that in all things we are connected with God.
不住的祷告还有一点就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书我们读的，这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Another point concerning pray without ceasing, as we read in 1 Thessalonians, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
不是只是说，哦，那你是他的仔，他又在你里面，那就不用祈祷了。
It's not the fact, oh, he is your son, he is in you, so you don't need to pray.
就是因为我们在在主里的里面。
But it is the fact that we are in the Lord.
我们才是更要是不住的祷告。
All the more so that we need to pray without ceasing.
这个是神要的。
For this is the desire of God.
这个是神一定的旨意。
This is the will of God concerning you.
并且约翰福音第15章主耶稣跟我们说，你们要常在我里面。
And in Gospel according to John chapter 15, the Lord says that you shall always abide in me.
这个是神要我们执行的。
This is what God desires for us to do.
这个是神的吩咐来的。
This is the command of God.
因此我们就不能够不顺服的去做。
Therefore, we cannot be disobedient.
我哋就唔能够唔照着神嘅话语去嚟行。
We must obey according to God's command.
如果我哋都能够照着佢嘅意思嚟到做
，If we're able to do according to His desire，
又进到不住嘅祷告嘅里边。
Then we'll enter into a prayer life and pray unceasingly。
有位姊妹同我讲啊。
There's a sister who shared with me.
我梗係唔能夠時時祈禱啦，我咁多嘢做，屋企又有事情，又翻工，又湊仔，唔似得你哋啲傳道人，等你哋冇嘢做嘅就成日就禱告。
The sister commented that, of course I cannot pray without ceasing. I have work to go to. I have a family. I have home chores to take care of. I have children to raise. Unlike you.Full-time servants that you have no work, and so that's what you can do all day to pray without ceasing. Is that the case?
我告诉你，我不是24小时，日日都跪在这里，时时都跪在这里，眯眼祈祷。
I can tell you, I do not pray 24 hours a day on my knees with my eyes closed.
正如我刚才讲这个，这样是不正常。
As I mentioned earlier, to do so is abnormal, actually.
但是几时，当你遇见事情的时候，或者是某一些事情上面的时候，你有没有将这些事跟神联系上来呢？
But the matter of the fact is, whatever befalls you, do you connect yourself with God in prayer, whether it be great or small things?
大卫就有了，人家看见你是小哥来的，你不要在这里玩啊，因为很危险的，人就看到这些。
That is the case with David. Others would see, hey, you're a little boy, it's dangerous here, don't come and, here, it's not fun and games.
但是他将这些事情带到神的面前，他就看见，咦，这个不是我的能力，也不是环境，是神的作为。
But he comes to God in prayer. This is not according to my strength. It's not according to the circumstances, but it is by the power of God.
因此我们今天的学习。
So our lesson to learn today.
保罗要跟帖撒罗尼迦的教会说，你们要不住地祷告。
Paul says to the Thessalonian church, you have to pray without ceasing.
我们今天弟兄姊妹，我们也都是要不住的祷告。
Today, brothers and sisters, likewise, we have to pray without ceasing.
有不住的祷告的生活。
To have a life that is to pray without ceasing.
就显出神自己，我们的主自己的能力。
To manifest the Lord's own power.
他的丰富。
His abundance.
和他的恩典。
And His grace.
我们要问一下我们自己，
We must ask ourselves,
我们是不是每事都问主呢？
Do we ask the Lord in everything?
还是只是临急就抱主脚呢？
Or is it that when urgent matters come, then we come to His feet?
但愿我们将我们整个的精神，将我们的精力，不是单是放在我们的工作环境，我们的家庭的里面。
May it be not all of our energy or of our attention is placed in our work or in our home.
他是将所有的这些精神带到回到主的面前。
But when we put our full attention back onto the Lord,
让他来管理，
that He would be sovereign to govern.
盼望我们都在主的面前有一个这样谦卑的心。
And may we all have such a humble heart before the Lord.
保罗说，你们要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Paul says to rejoice evermore, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all things.
他们在等候主的时候，等到好像有点灰心。
As the brethren in Thessalonica waited for the Lord, it seems like they were waiting and discouraged.
然后保罗就跟他们说，你们要不住的祷告。
And Paul tells them to pray without ceasing.
他们灰心，因为他眼目从现象的里面，从主的面前转移到去眼前的环境的现象。
They were discouraged because they have shifted their attention, their focus on the Lord Himself, to their surroundings, to the circumstances.
但如果保罗将他们的眼目从环境事情的上面再转回过来仰望主。
But once again, Paul encouraged them to shift their attention, their focus back onto the Lord from the circumstances and the surroundings. So Paul says to pray without ceasing.
我们今天都是一样。
Likewise for us today.
我们知道我们遇到的什么。
No matter what we encounter.
但我们却要常常来到主的面前。
But we must always come into the Lord's presence.
我们要住在主里面,
to abide in the Lord.
以至到我们这个人生，我们这个所有的一切都顺利。
So that our life, all that we encounter, would be smooth.
都让主在我们的人生里面来作首位。
So that the Lord Himself can take first place in our life.
让我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank Thee.
因为你是施恩典的神。
Because Thou art a gracious God.
纵然我们有不是。
Though we may be unfaithful.
但是主啊，你仍然是可信的。
But Thou art trustworthy.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
并且你应许过你不会离开我们。
And Thou have promised that Thou would not depart from us.
主啊，但愿你保守我们的心。
May Thou keep our hearts.
叫我们不离开你。
So that we may not depart from Thee.
主啊，不单止叫我们有一个不住祷告。
Not only would we pray without ceasing.
有不住祷告的生活。
To have this life of unceasing prayer.
并且我们愿意活在你的里面。
But we desire to always abide in Thee.
正如大卫。 他有个这样的心愿，他愿一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
As David has such a desire that in all the days of his life he will dwell in the house of the Lord.
瞻仰你自己的荣美。
To behold thy beauty.
在你殿里面求问。
To inquire in thy temple.
主啊，愿你在我们的心中成为第一人。
Lord, may you take first place and be the first in our life.
你是我们唯一的要求。
That you would be the only one that we desire.
求主再向我们说话。
Lord, may thou speak further to us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.